Welcome to the 303 Sports Podcast on the Ultimate Sports Talk Radio Network. We got Kron here this week. Got some news, Kron. I don't remember what the guy's name is, but he's on our team now, and it's kind of a big deal.
I think you're talking about JaVale McGee for the Denver Nuggets.
That's right. Yeah, they traded Nene.
Right. Got rid of Nene because they finally realized that he was made of soft, delicious marshmallow instead of real human being.
Well, I hear Brazilian marshmallows are the best, though.
That is true. Factually correct. I'll smile and nod to that.
Yeah, so we'll try to figure out who this guy is and what he's done to Tim Tebow, because he's gone. We don't have him anymore.
Wait. What?
Yeah, Tim Tebow traded to the Jets.
Since when?
Since yesterday, man. It's been all over the place.
I don't. How do we deal with this? And what do we do?
I really don't like the Jets. You know, like I'd like to like them, but I don't know. Tebow's my boy. You know, like he's a friend of the pod. Like literally, he's actually on the friend of the pod page.
So do we have to take that down? Do we have to change it? Is he now an enemy of the pod?
He will always be a Bronco in 2011. You know,
right.
So we'll always have that 9-9 season where we beat the Steelers in overtime.
Where does that win rank in the pantheon?
In terms of ounces of tears flowed from Broncos fans' faces,
right?
It's got to be ninth.
Can you name the other eight?
All right, well, let's see.
So arbitrary.
Super Bowl. Let's go Super Bowl 32 over the Packers.
Right.
Just one. Super Bowl 33 over the Falcons. That's two.
Right.
Let's just say the two games to get to those two games are up there too, because you know, sure, it's kind of a big deal. The drive, the fumble, and I'm sure there's some other really cool games. So I'm just going at ninth.
All right. That works well enough. Not to bring this podcast into 4 months in the past, but yeah, we can get off that subject because he's no longer with us. Rest in peace, Tim Tebow. Should we bury his Broncos jersey somewhere?
I think it's only right. Well, it'll rise again according to Christian theory. Is that correct?
this whole scenario and this whole Tebow experiment, it seems really, really weird that it's over. I mean, I know it's an outstanding circumstance because how often are you able to get a player like Peyton Manning, regardless of how much he has left? But I figured out who we were talking about.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, and but it just seems like he should have. There should have at least been like one full season with the whole Tim Tebow experiment, and I'm kind of bummed that I'm not going to see that. What?
He wasn't even the start of the full season.
Right, and so I feel kind of cheated a little bit. Like
I feel, you know, this isn't appropriate about Tebow, but this is how I feel. I feel like we have blue balls.
That's probably a pretty good explanation.
No, I think that's the best way to describe it because I really did want to see what a full season with Tebow would be like, and a full off season and all that kind of stuff. And you know, consider the fact that the Broncos reworked their offense in the middle of the season. They go, all right, out with Orton, in with Tebow, out with passing, in with power run attack in the middle of the season, right? They just redid the offense. So imagine what they could do with an entire off season.
True. I was really excited. I mean, the games weren't necessarily exciting, but the player was exciting. And there's not a lot of players in football, since it's such a team sport, that can carry so much excitement squarely like within themselves. I mean, you have the whole defense, as a unit, the offense normally as a unit. I mean, you have star receivers and things like that, but Calvin Johnson doesn't carry the same star power watching him as maybe a Sidney Crosby. I mean, you can just tell. I had to put it in hockey terms so you could.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, a guy that's been hurt.
And Tim
forever.
Tebow was one of the. Tim Tebow was one of those guys. I mean, he was exciting. What he did was exciting, and.
And now he's gonna go do the Wildcat, Brad Smith formation for the Jets or something.
Yeah, any. I just like
because our friend of the pod Andy, also a Jets fan, informed me that the Jets last year really missed Brad Smith in the package that he brought to the offense.
Right,
I think he's the only one to have noticed that, but nonetheless, you know, I guess there's a reason right there that Tebow is, and you know, Mark Sanchez is not gonna. You know, he'll certainly just step up. He'll be like, all right, they've challenged me, and I'm going to be a great quarterback now. And no, sorry, Sanchez.
I saw somebody's tweet about if people don't think that the whole Mark Sanchez, Tim Tebow thing is going to cause drama, imagine telling your super insecure wife that you just hired a really hot intern. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Because Mark Sanchez has no mental strength.
Ooh, and I'm going to pull a Grantland on you right now. That's actually exactly what happened in season, I believe, 7 it was, of Entourage, the second to last season.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more about Entourage.
Okay. So there's this young, hot, well, she actually wasn't that hot, but nonetheless, up-and-coming person in Ari's agency, right? And his wife was in there and could tell that she had this look to her, you know, because women do that. They notice looks and all that kind of stuff that we're just like, huh, what? And so she said, you need to fire this girl. And so Ari did. And then she went over to another agency and then screwed Ari over with, you know, some NFL deal. Mm-hmm. Right. So I don't know how this correlates anymore, but anyway, that's what happened, and that's kind of, you know, what you're talking about.
So what's your impression, your prediction for Tim Tebow in a Jets uniform?
You want football prediction, or do you want like media circus prediction?
I want what is life going to be like for us while Tim Tebow is a Jet? What's going to happen? I mean, the media, the sporting outlook, everything.
Well, since the media is already East Coast-centric, it's going to go even more East Coast-centric.
I've completely forgotten that there's anything west of the Mississippi since living here.
Yeah, it sucks, huh? Two, it'll be odd that Rex Ryan won't be the leading story of the New York Jets every single day. And three, the Jets fans will be clamoring for Tebow after two incomplete passes from Mark Sanchez.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that so much because I don't think that I mean, it's been a very long time since the entire world has gotten to witness the absolute crumbling of a person's psyche on national television, and we're going to watch it firsthand with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, I actually kind of hope so. He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, I don't like him.
And, all right, so one last thing I want to touch on here, though. Why not the Jags? What were they doing? I guess they offered essentially the same thing, only slightly better than the Jets, and apparently Tebow was in on all this, and he chose the Jets? Is it like that? That's what if you read between the lines, that's what you see, so it's confusing to me.
I think.
Granted, you know, he's from the Jacksonville area, and he'd be a savior,
right,
pun intended, in Florida.
I mean, that's tough because they did leave it up to apparently they left it up to Tebow to make up his mind and make the decision, and I guess he just saw more, maybe a better opportunity in the football sense in New York. I mean, it's a better team, obviously. It's a better situation because he's going to be a backup. He would be a backup at both places. So I don't know. I mean, it really doesn't make any sense when it was left up to Tebow to make the decision.
Yeah, yeah. And so, all right, so one more football thing. For me, it's weird that Peyton Manning is on the Broncos.
Yeah, it's very weird.
It was announced that he decided to go with the team. I was like, ooh, cool, all right. And then, like, thinking about it, like, you know, that's kind of weird. I really can't picture him playing for us.
Right.
And then he gets introduced, and I see him holding the Manning jersey with John Elway and Pat Bowlen. I'm like, ooh, all right, but still kind of weird. I really feel like seeing him with a Broncos uniform on is just going to be like a surreal experience, really strange when we're watching it in the preseason and into the regular season, you know?
Right. I mean, it's been kind of a roller coaster ride for me personally with my feelings on Peyton Manning, because I started out despising him because of every year in the we would meet the Colts in the playoffs and just get slaughtered. And I absolutely despise the Colts. And literally the only reason that I started liking them, I'll give you one guess why I started liking Peyton Manning.
His commercials.
There you go. That's it. That's all it took.
And it's full.
Commercials. And
cut
and
that so, meat.
And I actually about yesterday I went onto YouTube and just watched all of his commercials over again.
Oh yeah.
They're awesome.
The and it's full one when the guy's filling up the gas and he uses the air horn. That one is my favorite. It was the least showed one, but that was just.
I still love the SNL skit with Peyton when he's the United Way.
Oh, and he's sucking the kids at the ball.
I love that.
Excuse me, but do you want to lose?
Go sit in the Porter John for 10 minutes. I can't even look at you.
He's showing him how to break into a car.
Why do we have to do this? Because I forgot my keys.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all it took for me to turn around on Manning, and
it's like, you know, all right,
it's kind of, but it's
exactly what you said too. You know, all right,
I'm pretty sure it was, but it's a very slippery slope for me, because any commercial I've seen with Eli Manning, I'm like, oh, fuck you, Eli, get out of here.
Oh, speaking of, you mentioned something to me before the pod.
Oh yes,
others. This is important. This is our niche right here. This is why the 3x3 Sports Podcast exists.
Looking at on the website and potential podcast sponsor, Sportsbook.
.ag, right?
.ag.
.com, not allowed anymore for some reason.
It'll soon be Sportsbook.eu or BZ or something like that. I saw.
I can go on a tangent right here. I kind of want to.
Right,
there's a principality called Sealand. It used to be an oil deck. It's off offshore of England, and apparently it's own like little country. And there's like a lot of servers there because it's not out of the jurisdiction of any place. So that might be where it's housed. All right, continue. Really? Yeah, Wikipedia. It's a little platform, and it's its own nation. And I used air quotes when I said that. Okay, continue.
Looking on Sportsbook on some of their nice prop bets for the football season, one kind of stood out to me. Will there be a 2013 all-Manning Super Bowl?
Who?
And
it's up to me to guess. Hold on.
And you guess.
All right. I'm going to do a range here. I'm going to say it's between. I'm going to say 15 to 1. Plus 1,500.
All right, if you were any sort of man, you'd actually guess.
All right, 8 to 1.
No. 30 to 1.
30 to 1.
Yes. They do not think it's going to happen.
Actually, well, that's much more likely than, I think that matchup is more favorable than any other matchup, I guess. I don't know. They're doing it because everyone's like, you know what? That would be cool, and I would be an idiot not to do it. And so
right.
Money on it. That's how that stuff works.
Which
we did not learn.
Right. I mean,
3 weeks ago when we discussed on the podcast Peyton Manning destinations by odds and Denver Broncos, we casually mentioned them as a plus 3,000. Had we decided to put $10 on that, we would have $300 now.
Right. our hindsight is 2020.
So thanks for pressuring me, you dick.
Yeah, I know. That's my fault. I take full responsibility for our hypothetical $300 loss. A couple other, just because I have about 50% of an actual gambling problem. It's only not 100% because I don't gamble with any large amount of money. But I like a couple of these other prop bets, namely Justin Blackmon's draft position. Will it be over under 4.5? So basically,
so 3 or 4?
Oh, 4 or 5.
Wait, what was the
over under 4.5?
Right. So is he going to? I mean, because it's going to be Luck, RG3, and then it's going to be the 3 and 4 spot, right?
Right. And
can it please not be the Browns? You know
that take Blackmon.
Yeah.
I mean, they need a receiver. They haven't had a receiver most of their franchise's history.
I mean, they just need to be crappy. But okay.
That's true.
Yeah,
I
fine.
But it's minus 200 for the over. And that's a lock, even though it's terrible odds. It's a lock at minus 200.
Wait, so the over 4.5?
Yes.
So let's going fifth.
I'm gonna look up the draft order. Give me some draft order lookup music.
Do 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 bum bum ba da da dum bum. Da 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 dum, da dum bum 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 bum. Are you there yet?
Oh, give me a little bit more.
Dum da dum da da dum bum da dum bum bum. Production value. All right, come on.
I'm just gonna. Let's see. I'm using this new thing called the interweb.
Uh huh.
All right. So it goes Indianapolis, the Redskins now, Minnesota, Cleveland, and Tampa Bay. Those are the first five. So basically, you're betting that it's either Minnesota or Cleveland that will take him as opposed to Tampa Bay, maybe St. Louis.
Jaguars.
Jaguars haven't had a good draft, so I expect them to pick someone completely absurd.
Do you know what I see right here? I see at 9, I see the Panthers. And I almost just said Florida Panthers. You can tell I'm in hockey mode.
Wow.
Could you imagine that? Steve Smith, little short guy on one end. Justin Blackmon on the other.
And that would Cam be incredible. Newton
throwing to them. Oh my God.
That would be
God.
Incredible. That would be the most athletic offense.
Yes.
That's tough because Tampa Bay needs receivers. They also need a lot of things. But if Cleveland got beat out for that quarterback race, but they might have Ryan Tannehill, quarterback from A&M.
I don't know, man. This is we're way off.
We're in Brett Rush's.
man, like this is bad. Can we switch gears, please, to some bracketology? Let's talk about how awful our bracket is. One that we made last week successfully picked 6 of these sweet 16 teams. Nice. Let's see. So Duke, yeah, they got ousted. That killed us. Syracuse did not lose in the first round, although it was very close.
It was very close. We picked the one game of the 16 seeds that was very close.
Hey, I would do it again. All right, I don't care that they're in the Elite Eight now.
I'm very happy with that.
Yeah. Who else? Florida State and Missouri. We had them in the final game.
That's tough.
Yeah, they're both out. Ohio. Hey, but here's I'm just gonna. This is the saving grace right here. Remember what I made my bold prediction? I said the first 4 team will win every year. This is going to be a thing, right?
Right.
USF. That was like it when I made that pick. They won. They beat Temple. Boom. Right there. There's your trend. Is a first 4 team will win a game every year. It's the 12-5 rule. You know, a 12 always beats a 5. A first 4 team always wins a game at least.
And I'll tell you why, Sven.
Are you going to say momentum?
I'm going to say momentum.
What?
And
What does that have to do with anything?
what do you mean? What does that have to do with
All right,
anything?
fine. All right, make your case before I tear it down.
All right, I'm gonna make my case right here. Clear my throat a little bit. Hold on. This. Can you hear this?
Yeah, it sounds like you're banging your mouse.
Yeah, I'm stacking my notes. my case is momentum. Case closed. That's as much as I've got.
All right. Well, you can write a blog
so
post about
this
later.
For this.
Yeah, write a blog post about this later. Because I know everybody's very stoked to learn about your momentum theory.
Absolutely.
All right, so what else do we have? We haven't talked about our Tottenham Hotspur in a while. There's a reason for that. They suck now.
Yeah, that's...
I think they're still in third. Might be falling down to fourth to the Arsenal Gunners, who I gave up. Don't really want to talk about it anymore.
We're all
news,
very ashamed here, so we can.
Yeah,
just
this is a big weekend for me, Kieran. Big weekend. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Going to Scottsdale, spring training, baby.
All
baseball
right.
Mode. Yes, 3 games in 3 days.
Who are we playing?
Playing the Cubs tomorrow. We're playing at the San Francisco Giants at the other end of Scottsdale, which is like saying 5 minutes away down the street. It's
which everyone,
nice.
Everyone knows is the shitty part of Scottsdale.
Actually, it's the and then I forget on Sunday. Let me check. Give me some looking up music. While we do that, actually, I had some. No, we're good. We don't need to do that.
Okay.
MLB regular season props. Let's look at some stupid stuff. All right, you can do as a league. Will any player have over or under 42.5 home runs?
Yes, bank it.
Over or under 130 RBIs.
Yes.
Over or under 123.5 runs scored. Like, I don't even know maybe. I don't know what the historical connection is here. Hits by a player, over or under 213. Will any player go over 213? Steals, 61, over or under. But then, if you really want to gang up on a pitcher... On a player, should I say. Desmond Jennings, over or under regular season hits. If you just want to cheer for Desmond Jennings, then... Yeah, you could just, you know, do a bet for over under 154.5 hits. Let's find some other good ones. Troy Tulowitzki, our boy.
Hey!
28.5. I'm still going, man.
Over.
Just going down the list, 28.5.
I like the over on that. Let's back up and put it in park for a second. 28 home runs for Tulo?
Yeah. Over. Did you just do a catchphrase? Back it up and put it in park.
Absolutely.
Oh man! All right. So here's one that I just going through the list that I see as a lock. Mike Napoli total regular season home runs over under 24.5. You take the over. Do you know why?
Why?
Because Mike Napoli always hits a home run.
we're gonna put that theory
that
next to my momentum theory
that
column.
That's a quote I stole from at the real Josh FR.
Let's see.
Oh, and here's another one. This links to fantasy baseball. Nelson Cruz, 28.5. You take the under because he's gonna be on my fantasy team because he is always on my fantasy team and he always gets hurt. Under.
Beautiful. Let's see, Prince Fielder, total home runs, 33.5. You take the under because it's Prince Fielder is good every other season, and he was good last season.
Well, what does this every other thing come from?
It comes from fact.
Yeah, do you have numbers to back up these facts?
Fine. You know what, Ben? I'm going to look up these numbers. Give me some...
Okay.
Lay some beats down.
I don't have any beats, man. I'm,
oh, my God.
I'm,
what are
I'm
you good
fresh
for?
Fresh out of beats.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, what am I good for? I'm good for hosting this show. The show that is going down the toilet the past 2 weeks. Let me tell you that much.
Why the past 2 weeks? Last week was gold.
I was sick last week.
Yeah, and I was slightly intoxicated, and we made the greatest bracket ever.
it could have been the greatest bracket. I would do it again. That's all I'm saying. I'd do it all again.
Right. Let's see. 2011, Prince Fielder. He batted 299.
Mm-hmm.
Hit. Where's the home runs? Hit 38 home runs, 120 RBIs. Previous season, batted 38 points lower, with 40 fewer RBIs.
What was his OPS? Come on, give me some real stats.
His OPS was 0.871, whatever that witch magic means.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, do you know what my dad just got me?
What?
Got me the 2012 Baseball Prospectus.
Really? Book.
Yes. Nice. It goes over every single player and projects his stats for this upcoming year.
Oh, God.
And it has a like a two-paragraph blurb about why.
Do you want a couple minutes alone with that book?
I'm going to have a couple weeks alone with that book.
Jesus, you won't be able to pull the pages apart.
that's funny.
All right, here's just to continue to harp on this awesome theory that I have. Since we want to go OPS, which I have no idea what it means. Actually, I do know what it means. But last year, 0.981. Previous year, 0.871. Year before that, 1.01. Year before that, 0.87. Year before that, 1.01. Year before that, 0.83. It's like clockwork.
Wow, you're right.
In the same fashion.
So he's good in odd-numbered years?
Yes, in the same fashion, last year, 120 RBIs, year before, 83. Year before that, 141. Year before that, 102. Year before that, 120.
All right, stop with RBIs. All right, here's a bet that I like, okay? Since we have West Coast bias, we're not allowed to talk about any East Coast teams. We made the mistake a couple weeks ago talking about Yankees, Red Sox, blah. We don't need that. Tampa Bay Rays, they have the exception. They have a very small market there, so we need to expand it. We have a little pocket here. You know, just occasionally, we can give 5% of our time to the Rays, you know, the other 95% to the Rockies.
Right.
The Rays are plus 450 to win the AL East. And they are stacked this year, man.
Are they stacked?
Yeah. Matt Moore, money.
That's a stack of one at this point. You have to give me more.
Well,
than
we've
that.
Got David Price, James Shields. We got a solid bullpen of guys that no one's ever heard of that somehow pitch well.
Is James Shields going to be good again?
Yes.
And give me one reason why.
Momentum.
I love it. I appreciate that.
You like that? I mean, I'm using your own arguments against you. I don't know. I got to read the Baseball Prospectus and then I'll tell you.
All right.
I'm gonna read the whole thing.
Are you gonna emerge?
No. I'll read the whole thing and then I'll dictate it on this podcast. Oh, so you don't even have to go out and buy it. You can just listen to this podcast and you'll get the Baseball Prospectus.
I'm sure that you will not receive any lawsuit from that.
Hey, any press is good press, especially for this podcast. We need it.
Any lawsuit is good lawsuit.
Fact.
Let's see. Any other prop bets that caught your eye?
No, that's pretty much it. I'll let you know next week. I'll shoot you a few texts when I'm in Vegas.
Chill. Make sure you hit up Dirty. He's bored.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, 303 Sports Podcast. We'll have a nice little synopsis of Scottsdale, spring training, all that good stuff. No more football. Come on. Baseball. Baseball season. And hockey and basketball playoffs. We'll get into that a little bit in the coming weeks.
Heyo.
For at Kron underscore 303. Is that right, Kron?
Yes, that's it.
I'm at Spen underscore CR. This has been the 303 Sports Podcast on the Ultimate Sports Talk Radio Network. Peace.
Later.